continue questioning your motion. Shotgun, I keep on asking where we going. You smile and just tell me to be patient, boy, yeah. I fiddle with the radio, 'cause the perfect song might save my soul. I know it isn't safe on land. I know I must be brave and swim.
Probably ghost, took it as a sign, it's time to get going. Soul in the mic, but Micah looked golden. Little did I know the whole thing was wrong. Stolen cards, folding, not playing. My heart won't let me. So before my body break down, throw my crown in the ocean.
Well, the idea that I like is a notion of there being two agreements. And that the soul, when it first comes towards being born, on the way to being born, makes an agreement with the divine. The soul is leaving the divine world, the eternal world, and is about to enter the world of time and space. And but the soul is essentially connected to the divine world. That's the nature of the soul. And so the soul, the individual human soul, the part of the soul that's going to be that person, makes an agreement before it's born to live a certain life. And that's what's meant by the calling. A person has a calling, and the calling is to something that exists inside them from before they're born, that they came to life to awaken to and then to give and deliver to life. And so the soul enters with that first agreement, the original agreement of the soul, to come to life, to live a specific life experience. It's not predetermined. It's just like this plot line that wants to unfold. And like any meaningful plot, it can change as it's unfolding, but it's still going somewhere. I call it destiny. So then, but then as soon as you enter the world of time and space, you begin making second agreements. And that those are the agreements to fit into the family so that they'll feed you or not cast you out. The agreement to fit into the community, the agreement to fit into the education process, the agreement to get along with the neighbors, the agreement to live in the community as somehow related to other people. Those are all the agreement to make relationships in order to love and in order to learn. And those are all second agreements. And then it's easy to lose the connection to the first agreement, the calling, the destiny, the aim that the soul carries because of the complexity and demands of the second agreements. But the old rule is, the first agreement cannot be forsaken. It cannot even be rejected. If a person doesn't live their original agreement of their soul, it's still in there. It's just troubled. It's just disturbed. It's just causing depression, or it's causing aggression. And so so the idea then is to learn how to negotiate the second agreements continually. So for instance, when the child is growing big enough that they no longer, they have to head out into the world, they've done their childhood thing, then the child has to negotiate with the parents to say, it's time for me to go. I mean, you've done well or you haven't done well, whatever the circumstance, but it's really time for me to go. And so then the parents are stuck with the empty nest and they have to negotiate that. And the child has to negotiate its way out. But the parents then are supposed to negotiate themselves back to their own calling. Too often in the modern world, the parents keep parenting, and not to the benefit of the child, just because they don't know they're supposed to negotiate out of that agreement because it's over for the time being. It's never really over, but it's over at that level of function. And so a person is supposed to, again, negotiate their way back to their original agreement. And so the way I imagine it is we continually lose the GPS organization that's aimed at our destiny, but then we have to, you know, tune back in, and often then we have to renegotiate. Interesting thing in relationships, if one person is changing dramatically and the other person is on a different rhythm or not changing at that time, a big negotiation has to happen, and it often gets turned into rejection and conflict because the understanding that each person is on their own arc, their own destiny arc, their own arc of transformation, that's forgotten, and therefore people can't negotiate the relationship back into some understanding because the relationship seems to have taken the place of the individual arc. And I'm one of those people that is stuck with the sense that the individual arc is the most meaningful thing. There's an old idea that says humans are the make weights in the scales of time. And the human soul is connected to the soul of the world. And if a person can live their life as the unfolding life in the agreement that their soul made about this particular lifetime, then that is affecting the world. Change the soul, you change the world. And so everything else at certain times has to be negotiated. And so that's my intrigue with that dynamic. And the old saying is, the calling keeps calling, because it's calling to the essence of one's soul. It has nothing to do with the stage of life and has nothing to do with getting old. The soul doesn't get old. The soul is eternally young and eternally old at the same time. And we're always being called back to our agreement with that.